Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，当我们唱这样的诗歌的时候
，Lord, as we sing such a hymn,
实在是让我们里头感觉到十字架是我们的荣耀。
Truly within us, we feel that the cross is our glory.
好让你自己的能力能够护庇在我们身上。
May your power truly cover us.
把我们磨成你自己的形象。
So that we may be molded into the image of yourself.
实在在地上成为你真实的见证。
To become your true witnesses.
我们把这一点时间仰望在你的手中。
We place the following time into your hand.
愿你实在一次照着你自己的话来向我们的心再讲话。
Once again, through your own word, please speak to our hearts.
好让我们实在一次能够听见你自己的话。
So that we may truly hear your word.
听见你自己的声音，我们就活了。
And when we hear your voice, we will come alive.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' most holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天就读一节圣经。
Today,
请大家。 We
will read just one verse.
启示录第12章11节。
We'll read the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录12章11节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
好，我念一遍，让我们姊妹用英文再念一遍。
We'll read in Chinese and then English.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death.
今天要跟大家讲重点，就是中间的一句话，自己所见证的道。
And so the main topic I want to share with everyone is a phrase in the middle, word of their testimony.
我们常常说我们为主做见证。
Oftentimes we want to say that we bear testimony for the Lord.
主若愿意的话，我今天要用我自己所能领悟的简单的言语。
And so, Lord willing, I hope to share using some of my simple words.
来，供大家一起来交通什么是见证，什么是我们所见证的道。
To share with everybody what is the word of our testimony.
简单讲，《使徒行传》26章16节已经告诉我们什么是见证，什么是见证的道。
Very simply put, the book of Acts chapter 26 verse 16 tells us what is the word of our testimony.
见证就是把我们所看见、所听见。 和神要进一步不断启示给我们的，来证明出来。It
is to witness what we have seen and what we have heard, in addition to what the Lord continually will reveal to us.
所以，我们做见证的道，就是用我们自己的生命的生活和经历，来证明、来表明神的道和作为我们主耶稣生命的主耶稣基督他的所事和所做。
And so the witness or our own testimony is to use our own life and our own life experiences as proof, showing who God is, the Word of God, and the work of the Lord in our lives.
见证他不但是创造的主,
not to testify that not only is he the God of creation,
他更是救赎的主,
but our Redeemer.
他更是因此被立为万有的主,
and even more so, he is the Lord of all.
所以照着权益，万有都归属于他，归他所有。
And so according to what is right, all things belong to him.
他对万有拥有绝对的主权。
And he has absolute sovereignty over all.
这就是我们所要见证的。
This is what we testify of.
今天这个生命在我们的里边。
Today this life is in us.
我们每天的生活，在我们个人生活和团体生活当中。
And in our daily lives or in our corporate lives,
主是不是真正的掌权作王？
Is he continually being reigning over us as king?
这是我们今天每天我们的见证所要见证的。
This is our testimony every single day.
让人看见我们，就看见了那位看不见的神。
So that when people see us, they see the unseen God.
这就是那个道成肉身在我们身上所要显出的实际。
And so this is the reality of Word becoming flesh in us.
在我们刚刚读过的启示录12章11节当中，说他们自己所见证的道。
In Revelation 12:11, which we just read, the word of their testimony.
这个道在希腊语言里面叫 logos。
This word in the original Greek is logos.
就是约翰福音1章1节里头太初之道。
And this is John 1:1. In the beginning was the word.
这个道与神同在，他又是神，就是子神。
And this speaking of how he in the beginning was the word, this word was with God, this is God.
就是创造的神是全能的主，是至刚无上、具有绝对主权的那一位。
And this God, he is the Almighty, the All-Powerful. He is the Sovereign God.
我们知道在神恢复了被撒旦破坏的大地之后,
we know that after God had redeemed, had recovered the earth that Satan had destroyed,
他又照着自己的形象造了人。
He created man in his own image.
他比天使微小一点来做他自己的见证人。
He used man to be his witness, who is created to be a little lower than the angels.
要借着人来征服撒旦。
And through man, he was going to deal with Satan.
来为神掌权。
So that God may rule over all.
他把荣耀归给我们的神。
To give all glory to God.
但是很可惜的是，第一个人却堕落了。
But very sadly, the very first man failed.
他辜负了神所托付给他的。
And he failed that which God had entrusted to him.
从而使得从来就没有人见过神。
And so from that point on, no one has seen God.
于是我们在父怀里的独生子。
Apart from the son who is in the bosom of the father.
就来做第二个人。
This is the second man.
他道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And he has now dwelled in the flesh, has dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glorious of the only begotten of the father, full of grace and truth.
是我们在活这些活在肉身当中的人，能够亲眼看见他的荣光。
So all of us dwelling in our flesh, we have seen his light, and we have seen him.
正是父独生子的荣光。
And this is the light of the only begotten Son of the Father.
我要把神来表明出来。
In order to explain, to express God.
这就是道成肉身在我们主耶稣基督身上。
And this was our Lord Jesus in the flesh.
神从他身上彰显出来。
And God has been manifested through him.
因为生命在他里头。
Because life is in him.
他说人看见了我就看见了父。
And so he has said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
所以难怪保罗这样惊叹说。
So no wonder Paul exclaimed.
他说大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
He said, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Today, this life is in every one of us.
主耶稣的生活和生命和生活如何把父来表明出来。
How Jesus expressed the word of God through his life and service.
好让也从来没见过神的人能够看见神。
For those who had never seen God to now see God.
四喜约翰来如何为要做见证，就是为光做见证，好让人能够信服他。
Now how John the Baptist came as a witness to testify about the light so that all may believe in him for those who see him now.
今天我们在肉身的生活也是这样。
Today is the same way for us.
就要用我们的生命跟生活来为光做见证。
We use our life and our daily life experiences to testify of this light.
把神的道发表出来。
To express the word of God.
把神表明出来。
To express God.
让世人让他们看见我们，就看见了肉眼看不见的神。
So when people see us, they see the unseen God.
因此就信服神。
And in this way, believe in Him.
这就是要把我们磨成生儿子的模样。
This is being conformed to the image of His Son.
这就是立我们主耶稣基督亲自所做的见证。
This is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Himself.
也是历史历代的圣徒所他们所做的见证。
And the testimony of the saints throughout all the ages.
也是我们今天要用我们的生活和生命来做的见证。
As well as the testimony of our daily lives today.
这个生命有许多方面的特征。
This life has many characteristics.
主愿意我们今天要交通两个这样的特征。
Today, Lord willing, we will share only on two.
第一个特征就是他这个生命是一个降卑自己做爱的奴仆的生命。
The first characteristic that we want to share is that this life is one that humbles himself for a life of a bondservant of love.
主耶稣他道成肉身所表明的就是这个神爱的奴仆的生命。
When the Lord Jesus humbled himself to become man, this life that he lived was one of a bondservant of love.
腓立比书告诉我们说，他本有神的形象，不以神自同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And the book of Philippians tells us that although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man.
取了人的形象，来成了爱的奴仆。
And now he is in the likeness of man, being a bondservant of love.
他既做了爱的奴仆，他就凡事寻求体贴。顺服父神的意思。
And so in all things he cared about the will of the Father.
所以他就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
来见证父是他的头。
To testify that the Father is his head.
让他一生的所说所做都是照着父神的意思。
So that everything he did and said was according to the will of the Father.
是百个弟兄这样告诉我们说。
Brother Sparks tells us this.
他说主耶稣甘愿上十字架。
That the Lord Jesus voluntarily went up the cross.
是为了保全神的主权。
For the sake of God's sovereignty.
他在十字架上保全了神从永世到永世的所有主权。
He preserved his full sovereignty on the cross for the whole universe from the eternity to eternity.
所以我们降卑自己不仅仅只是为主师傅做一些事情。
So when we humble ourselves as a bondservant, it's not merely to do some things, some work for God.
而是更要借着我们这个生命跟生活，哎，那个这个做爱的奴仆的生命跟生活，来见证，来保全神的主权。
But even more so, the life of a bondservant of love is to witness to the sovereignty of God.
这个思想是完全不同于任何属世的思想。
This thought is completely different from worldly ideological ideas.
所以在使徒行传初期的时候，那些门徒们称我们主耶稣，叫他为他为圣神的圣仆。
The disciples in the book of Acts called the Lord Jesus the holy bondservant.
他这个圣仆在希腊原文的意思就是那个doulos， 就是爱的奴仆。
And in the original Greek, this is doulos, bond slave of love.
我们主耶稣基督自己就是神爱的奴仆。
And so our Lord Jesus himself was a bond slave of love for God.
不但他是爱，主耶稣是爱的奴仆，当初的门徒也一样是主爱的奴仆。
Not only our Lord Jesus was a bond slave of love, but also the disciples were as well.
我们至少知道新约书信跟启示录的作者都明明地称自己是神爱的奴仆。
We know that the authors of all the epistles in the New Testament as well as the book of Revelation call themselves bond slaves of love.
我们中文的翻译都叫做神的做神仆人的。
And so in the Chinese translation is the servants of God.
在原文就是 doulos， 就是神爱的奴仆。
But in the original it is doulos， the bond servant of love.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
A disciple is not above his teacher, nor is a servant above his master.
他们的主是神爱的奴仆，他们门徒也当然是神爱的奴仆。
If God is a bondslave of love, then the disciples themselves were also bondslaves of love.
他们用他们的生命跟生活来见证耶稣是主，是他们的王。
So they used their lives and their daily life experiences to testify that the Lord Jesus is King.
但愿神恩待我们，让我们在我们生活当中的每一件大小事情上，
May the Lord show us mercy so that in great and small matters of our daily lives,
都能够见证主耶稣不单是我们的救主，更是我们生命跟生活的主。
That we would all testify that our Lord Jesus, not only is he Lord, but Lord over our lives.
他在坐在我们心中的宝座上，执掌我们生命生活的一切。
That he is seated upon the throne of our hearts, that he reigns and is in charge of all things in our lives.
史派克弟兄还这样告诉我们说，他说这个宇宙最终极的问题，
And Brother Sparks also tells us that the ultimate question of the universe,
就是神在历史历代在时间当中最终要解决的问题。
The question that God wants to solve throughout all the ages, ultimate question of time and space,
也是我们见证所最终极的问题。
As well as the question of our testimony,
就是主耶稣基督在宇宙当中每一件事情上那个绝对的主权。
Is whether or not Jesus Christ has absolute sovereignty over everything.
这个主权是没有分割的。是没有抗衡的，也是没有保留的。
This sovereignty is undivided, unrivaled, and unreserved.
就是这样一个主绝对的主权。
This is the absolute sovereignty.
愿我们实在是省察我们每天的生活跟侍奉。
So shall we examine our daily life and our service?
在许多的事情上，到底是我们在做主，还是主在做主
？In every matter, is Jesus the master, or are we the master?
甚至在神家中的事情上，
Especially in the matters of God's house,
让我们要问这样的话，
We need to ask,
主是不是主？
Is the Lord truly Lord?
他是不是借着圣灵在我们中间掌权作王？
Is the Holy Spirit and the Lord? Is he reigning and ruling over all things?
甚至在我们每天我们的奉献生活当中，
Especially as it comes to our consecration,
我们是不是对他有丝毫的保留？
Are we reserving anything from him?
任何的保留都是在分割主的主神的主权。
If at any time we are resisting or reserving anything from him, then you are taking away from his sovereignty.
所以让我们永远记得主在异象当中对 F.B. 迈尔弟兄所讲的那句话。
So we will forever remember what the Lord spoke to F.B. Meyer in a vision.
我以前给弟兄姊妹交通过这句话。
And I've shared this before.
主对他说，我若不是你全部的主，我根本就不是你的主。
The Lord said to him, If I'm not the Lord of all, then I am not the Lord at all.
在初期的教会当中，
And so in the early church,
使徒们和门徒们他们不单自己做主爱的奴仆，
Not only were the apostles and disciples the bondservants of the Lord,
他们也相互之间 做对方的奴仆。
But they were also bond servants of one another.
他们效法主的榜样，为门徒洗脚。
They followed the example of Jesus in washing each other's feet.
彼此相顾，彼此相爱，彼此顺服。
They loved one another, submitted to one another, and served one another.
大家知道这个是很不容易的事情。
We know that this is not easy.
你知道，相比之下，让我们能够坐在主的脚前。还不是太难。
It's not too difficult for us to sit before the feet of our Lord Jesus.
因为他本来就是主。
Because he himself is Lord.
我们当然愿意坐在他脚前没有问题。
Of course, we have no problem sitting before our Lord.
但是要让我们坐在弟兄姊妹的脚前，却是何等的不容易。
But if we are to sit before the feet of our brothers and sisters, this is so difficult.
有多少的时候我们实在是服不下来。
So many times we just cannot submit ourselves.
愿主恩待我们，让我们看见的在我们弟兄姊妹里边。坐在宝座上那位主。
So may the Lord show us grace so that we would see the Lord within our brothers and sisters.
让我们知道我们坐在弟兄姊妹的脚前就是坐在主的脚前。
So that we could see that when we sit before the feet of our brothers and sisters, it is as if we are sitting before the feet of our Lord Jesus.
服侍他弟兄当中最小的一个就是服侍我们的主。
If you serve the youngest, the smallest of these, you are serving the Lord.
我们主在临走之前他还给我们一条新命令。
Prior to his death, our Lord Jesus gave us a new commandment.
他说我赐给你们一条新命令但是叫你们彼此相爱，你们怎样，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
所以我们彼此相爱，彼此顺服，彼此服侍，不是要表现我们自己。
So when we serve one another, when we love one another, it's not that we are expressing ourselves.
是通过这些事件，能让人看见我们是主的门徒。
But through these things, we allow the world to see that we are His disciples.
这是爱的奴仆的生命见证。
This is a testimony of a bond servant of love.
见证我们的主不再在我们个人里头做主，也在我们中间做主。
That testify that not only the Lord Jesus is the Lord of our lives individually, but also among us.
这是我们要交通的那个这个生命的第一个特征。
This is the first characteristic of this life that we want to share upon.
第二个我要给弟兄姊妹交通的特征是这个生命是一个交通与基督的苦难。是与死而复活的生命。
And so the second characteristic of this life that I want to share about is how this is a life that is in fellowship with the sufferings of Christ's death and resurrected life.
你知道我们神对我们每一个人他的旨意就是要把我们都磨成神儿子的样式。
We know that God's will for us is that He wants to conform us, each one of us, into the likeness of His Son.
好让他能带众子进入荣耀当中。
In order for Him to bring many sons into glory.
你知道保罗对这件事情非常的渴慕。
You know, we know that Paul greatly desired after this.
所以他无此饥渴地呼喊着说，他说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And so in great hunger, he cried out that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我可以得以从死里复活。
And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
他懂得我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，我们也要必在他复活的形状与他联合。
Because Paul understood that if he has become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we will also be united with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
他知道如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
He also knew that if we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
所以他可以不断地勉励自己说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
And so that's why Paul says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on.
他说我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And so he says, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他不只是这样说说而已。
He wasn't just talking about this.
这实在就是他的经历。
This was his own experience.
我们在哥林多后书里头他告诉我们一点点。
And in 2 Corinthians, he tells us a little bit.
他这样说，他说我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常常为耶稣交于死地，使耶稣的生也在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
He tells us that we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. This time at West Coast Christian Conference, A respected servant of God.
他告诉我说，他说这两年主实在让他深深的经历这些话。
These last 2 years, the Lord has allowed him to deeply experience these words.
如果我们愿意服侍主
，So if we are willing to serve the Lord,
我们当然要服侍主。主买出我们回来就是要服侍他。
And that we need to serve him before he returns.
我们也得深深的经历这一切。
We will also deeply experience these things.
所以。保罗他不但自己这样经历这些事情
So not only Paul himself experienced these
所以他也劝勉那个众圣徒也都要当这样以基督耶稣的心为心
He also exhorted and encouraged the saints to have the mind of Christ within them
他说我们这自战自清的苦楚为要我们成就将来极重无比永远的荣耀
For he tells us for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison
不但这些初期的门徒们，他受保罗他这样的话的激励，他们自己就是这样子的。
And so the saints in the early church not only were they exhorted in this way, but they themselves truly were.
他们不以为主受苦而觉得羞辱，而是以主受苦受辱为荣耀。
They rejoice that they have been considered worthy to suffer for His name.
他为主的名受了羞辱，他们就心里欢喜。
And so in their hearts they rejoice because they had suffered for His name.
我们可以在使徒行传五章四十一节，我们明明看到这样的事情。
We see this in Acts 5:41.
我们知道保罗和希拉在腓立比的监狱里头，在内监里头，他们也是这样子的。
We see Paul and Silas as they were imprisoned in the inner prison. They were like this.
他们可以在内监里头唱诗赞美神。
In the inner prison, their hearts were full of thanksgiving and they gave praise and worship to God.
因为他们认识到这是神给他们的荣耀。
Because they knew that this was the glory of God.
保罗告诉我们说，那个交通于基督的苦难，效法他的死，是有个样式，是有个形状的。
Paul also tells us to have the fellowship of his sufferings and to be conformed to his death has a particular form.
效法基督的死就是要被磨成他死的样式。
Being conformed to his death means that you are to be molded into the likeness of his death.
就像一个模子，把我们给放在里头，一成磨成那样的样子。
For example, you are to be placed into this mold so that you will look like that mold.
在腓立比书三章十节当中
，In Philippians 3:10。
这个希腊原文这个死它是the thanatos 它这个字的意思就是在死的那个最后那个结局
And the original Greek is a noun thanatos which is going through this process to result in death
它是经过了包括整个的一个过程到最后死的一个终结的结局
It is the conclusion after you have gone through an entire process of death
这是保罗所要提到的还有被磨成基督的死磨成那样的样子
This is what Paul talks about in being conformed to the likeness of his death.
在特会当中，弟兄们也提到说，神常常告诉我们一个最后的结果。
The brothers in the conference also told us that God often tells us the final result.
却不告诉我们这个中间的过程和细节。
But oftentimes he leaves out the details of the process.
你要仔细读圣经的，看读圣经的，大概是一般情况大概是这样子的。
And if you look at the Bible in general, that is how it is.
但我自己却感觉。
But in my own feeling,
当我们跟随羔羊的脚踪，被磨成他的形状，他死的形状这件事情上
，When we follow the footsteps of the Lamb in this matter of being conformed to the likeness of His death,
圣经当中也给我们暗示了一些过程与细节。
The Bible has hidden some historical facts to tell us, give us tips.
尤其是在那些历史事件的记载后面
，It is hidden within historical facts.
都隐藏着这样的事情
，And it's hidden.
保罗在我们刚才读到念过这个保罗在哥林多后书二章四章十节里他这样讲他说身上常带着耶稣的死
Paul in 2 Corinthians in the passage we just read he tells us that he is carrying about the death of Jesus the dying of Jesus
他这个死他的原文是necrosis
here this original dying is necrosis
他这个词翻译成英文那个大部分英文版本他都翻译成 dying
In general, the English translation calls it dying.
不是 death.
It's not death.
它是一个状态，它不是一个状态。
It is not a state.
它是一个动作。
But it's a verb. It's an action or movement.
是一个常常带着的一个在过程当中的动作。
It is an action that you are carrying about. It's a process.
所以你孙弟兄在那个这次特会当中，他根据腓立比书二章八节把。 那个磨成基督死的心思的，在心基督的心思里头磨成他的样式，一共给了大家七个下台阶。
And so Brother Sun in his messages at the conference this time spoke on Philippians chapter 2:5 through 8, summing up the dying of Jesus in seven steps that go lower and lower.
So 可以大家可以去听听。
You can go listen to it on your own.
我今天要借着从变化山到加略山的图画，来给大家一通交通。被交通于基督的苦难给磨成他的死的样式。
But today I want to share about the picture of the fellowship of Christ's suffering being conformed to the death of Christ through the journey from Mount Transfiguration to Mount Calvary.
大家知道，在变化山上，他变成荣耀的形象。
We know on Mount Transfiguration, he changed, transfigured into a glorious form.
他是他把他真体给显出来。
And we saw his true form.
那是一个荣耀的光景。
It was a glorious illustration.
但是加略山。他就是羞辱的死去。
But on Mount Calvary, it was a place of shame.
希伯来书十二章二节这样跟我们说。
In Hebrews 12:2, it tells us.
他说耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
It says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
从变化山到加略山。
From Mount Transfiguration to Mount Calvary.
我们大概不难看出，那个他摆在前头主耶稣前边的喜乐是就是他作为我们救恩的元帅，要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里出去。
We can easily see that the joy set before our Lord Jesus was that he was to be the captain of our salvation in bringing many sons to glory.
因为他如果在变化山那直接可以回到父那里去。
Because on Mount Transfiguration, he could have gone directly back to the Father.
他在地上活了33年半，完全符合神标准的生活。
He had already lived for 33.5 years and had lived the perfect standard of being a perfect man.
他完全有资格回到父那里去。
He had all the rights to return to the Father.
但如果他从那里回到父那里去的话，
However, if he returned to the Father,
作为人而进到荣耀当中的只有一个。
There would only be one man in glory.
但是他却下了变化山。
However, he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
他走向哥哥他。
He went towards Golgotha.
在加略山上，他完成了神的救赎。
On Mount Calvary, he completed the work of redemption.
所以，将来他可以带众子一同进入荣耀里头去。
So that he could bring many sons to glory.
所以，我们可以从这段他受苦、受辱、受死的过程当中。
So in this process of our Lord Jesus suffering, being humiliated, going to death.
我们可以看见他死的这个受苦跟死的样式的方方面面。
We can see many aspects of the process of this death.
我们在这里只给大家交通一个这样的样式。
And here we're only going to share about one likeness of this death.
人给他戴上荆棘的冠冕来折磨来羞辱他。
And we'll talk about how people gave him a crown of thorns to humiliate and shame him.
你知道荆棘是在亚当犯罪以后神咒住地。而才长出来的。
We know that thorns came about after Adam had sinned and had fell, and so God cursed the ground.
荆棘长出来以后是要阻挡亚当一生那个劳苦耕作的果效。
Thorns began to grow in order to hinder all of Adam's work.
是他一生的劳碌不得果实或者少得果实。
So that he would gain very little crops.
但是那个我们的主他却愿意戴上荆棘的冠冕。
However, our Lord Jesus willingly wore that crown of thorns.
虽然这是痛苦的，是羞辱的。
Even though it was painful and shameful.
但他却以此为荣耀。
But he did this for his glory.
这个荆棘在这里是讲到我们人堕落的天性。
Here, the crown of thorns speaks about a fallen human nature.
他就是刺伤人。
It will hurt others.
他就是阻挡人的工作，也阻挡神的工作。
And it will damage man's own work as well as God's work.
所以我们的主甘愿戴上荆棘的冠冕为荣耀。
But our Lord Jesus voluntarily wore the crown of thorns for his glory.
荆棘的冠冕是通向荣耀冠冕的必经之关。
The crown of thorns was a gateway to receive the crown of glory.
他曾戴了荆棘的冠冕。
Because he had worn the crown of thorns.
所以他今天可以戴上荣耀的冠冕。
So today he can wear the crown of glory.
在我个人短短的半生当中
In my short lifetime,
也吃过不少的苦
I have also tasted of suffering and bitterness.
我记得我刚到西雅图可能差不多两三年或者三四年以后一段时间
After a little while of being in Seattle, maybe 3-4 years,
我曾对一位带领的弟兄这样说
I had said to a responsible brother,
我说主耶稣呢是因着摆在前头他喜乐，所以他才可以忍受苦难。
The Lord Jesus was able to endure the suffering because he saw the joy that was set before him.
我说我根本看不见前头有什么喜乐，所以我当然不能忍受苦难。
But because I cannot see any joy set before me, of course I cannot endure any suffering.
我们弟兄问我说，什么是摆在主前面的喜乐
？And so my brother asked me, what is the joy that was set before the Lord?
什么是你自己要看见的喜乐
？What is the joy that you see?
我无言以对。
I had no answer.
后来又有姊妹这样劝我说。
Later, there was a sister who exhorted me, saying,
她说她很羡慕我的受苦。
That she admired my sufferings.
她说因为主配得看我配得过为他受苦，所以他才让我受苦。
Because the Lord saw me worthy to suffer for Him, so He allowed me to suffer.
所以这样劝勉的话，好像给自己也一点点的安慰。
And so these words of exhortation, it did give me some comfort.
但里头从来没有过喜乐。
But there was no joy within me.
也许可能短暂有过一点点。
And so maybe perhaps after that phrase a little bit.
从来没有过荣耀的感觉。
But there was no sense of glory within me.
就这样经过了很多的年日。
And this went on for many years.
直到几个月前
up until a few months ago,
当我在重新翻译斯百克弟兄的一句话时
when I was retranslating a phrase from Brother Austin Sparks,
才开始有了这么一点荣耀的感觉
did I begin to have a sense of some glory?
我们弟兄在这里头有这样一句话
our brother had said this,
他说那新瓶就是说耶稣基督他要得着的那个器皿
a new cruise, which is that vessel that the Lord Jesus wants to gain,
他必须在生活和侍奉的每一个细节上都以圣灵的绝对管制为荣
must be that which glories in the absolute government of the Holy Spirit in every detail of life and service.
有多少的苦难，我们感觉我们是被迫而受。
How much suffering do we feel that we're being forced to endure?
即便没有抱怨，心里头也是觉得苦不堪言，苦哈哈的。
Even if we go about it without complaining, still we find that we're so miserable.
这是因为我们没看见那个荣耀。
Because we have not seen the glory.
没看见这是主给我们得荣耀的机会。
We haven't seen it as an opportunity for God to give us glory.
我们要实在是求主赦免我们
We ask the Lord to forgive us
也继续恩待我们
And continue to show us mercy and kindness
让我们看见这个荆棘冠冕后头的荣耀让我们可以甘愿为主受苦
Allow us to see the glory behind the crown of thorns so that we will be willing to suffer for the Lord
这次在那个WCC 的那个小组交通的时候
This time at WCCC in the small group discussion
有一天有几位那个中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹在我服侍那个小组里头
One day there were several brothers and sisters from mainland China that were in my group
我们本地好像也有两位弟兄姊妹在其中
And locally there were about two who were among us as well
有从大陆来的在家庭教会当中有服侍的姊妹她这样说
A sister who served in the house church in mainland China she said
她因为在家庭教会当中遇见许多人的因素带来的难处
because of the because there were so many people that they had some difficulties among them
甚至还有导致分裂的事情
even to the point of division
为了这件事我为了劝勉大家我当时就把这个点稍微提了一点点
so in this regard in order to encourage everybody I brought up this point
所以在我们的家庭生活跟教会生活当中
that in our church life and family life
不但我们自己的堕落的天性会成为别人的荆棘
Our own fallen nature can become the thorns in other people's side.
来刺伤人，来伤害人。
It will hurt and damage other people.
我们也会受到别人那些堕落天性那些荆棘的刺伤和伤害。
And we ourselves will also be hurt by the thorns in the fallen nature of other people.
在家庭生活当中
，In family life，
在夫妻之间
，Between husband and wife，
我们有多少的摩擦碰撞
？So many times we hurt one another.
在教会的服事当中有多少不同的意见
？And in church service there's so many opinions.
甚至在家里头，你那个孩子不听话。
Even when we talk about our children when they disobey,
都可以激起我们来以血气来碰血气
And it is flesh hitting more flesh.
用荆棘来对荆棘
We are hitting thorns upon thorns.
是对双方都受到伤害
And so both parties are hurt.
愿主实在的怜悯我们
May the Lord show us mercy.
看见并真正的体会到这是主给我们的荣耀
So that we could see and truly understand that this is an opportunity for God to give us glory.
这是主给我们得荣耀的机会。
This is an opportunity for us to have glory.
今天带了荆棘的冠冕，将来要带那荣耀的冠冕。
Today we may wear the crown of thorns, but in the future it will be a crown of glory.
就甘愿把这些人性里头这些堕落的荆棘当作冠冕戴在头上。
Because the fallen nature of man will now be the thorns upon our head.
愿主实在的恩待我们。
May the Lord truly show us grace.
也只有我们当我们被圣灵充满的时候。
And then when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
才能真 真正的表现出神的荣耀。
Then can we truly express God's glory?
才能不伤及他人。
And not hurt or harm others.
虽然还是荆棘。
Even though it's still thorns.
就如同在摩西在异象当中看见那个荆棘火焰一样。
Just like how Moses he saw that thorns, the thorny bush that was burning.
我们刚唱上那首诗歌说十字架，十字架，永是我的夸耀，就说永是我的荣耀。
In the hymn that we just sang, we sang, near the cross, be my glory ever.
请问弟兄姊妹，我们里头有多少人有荣耀的感觉？
How many of you have a sense of glory?
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord show us mercy.
唱这些诗歌的时候，实在是里头有荣耀的感觉能唱出来。
So that when we sing it, we would truly have that sense of glory.
愿主实在的恩待我们。
May he show us grace.
这就是那个生命的第二个交通第二个特征。
This is the second characteristic of this life that I wanted to show.
被磨成基督死的受苦跟死的形状。
This is being conformed to the likeness of his death.
他是来见证他是那位死而复活的主坐在我们心中的宝座上。
That we are to witness that he is the Savior who has died and resurrected and now seated upon the throne of our hearts.
我必须要结束了，时间超过了。
And I must conclude now.
所以我们所见证的道就是要用我们生命跟生活来见证。神的所事和所作。
So the word of our testimony is to use our own life and daily experiences to witness that He is God.
他不单是创造的主，他更是我们的救主，跟我们心中的，跟我们生命的主。
Not only is He the Creator, but the Savior and Lord over all.
这个生命在我们每一个人的里边。
This life is within every child of God.
我们今天只交通两个特征。
Today we have only shared upon two
characteristics. 这个生命许许多多的特征。
There are many other aspects of this life.
比如说，这个生命是永不朽坏的生命。
For example, this life is incorruptible.
它是得胜的，是与世界分别的，是圣洁公义的。
It is victorious, set apart from the world, holy and righteous.
是温柔谦卑的，是恒久忍耐，坚韧不屈的。
It is gentle and meek, long-suffering and absolute.
它是绝对的，它是充满光明的，它是信实节制的。
Absolute, full of glorious light, faithful and has self-control.
它是充满喜乐，满有良善和平恩赐的。
It is full of joy, good, peaceful, and full of gifts.
它也是属天的，是一同能够做王的。
It is heavenly, it co-reigns with him as king.
等等等等，有许许多多的方面。
Etc. etc. There's so many different aspects of this life.
当我们把这些生活在我们的生活当中把这些这样活出来的时候
，When we live out all these different aspects of this life,
人就因着看见我们就看见了我们的神。
So when people see us, they will now see God.
这就是我们主耶稣所见证的。
This is what our Lord Jesus testifies.
也是历史历代圣徒所见证的。
As well as the testimony of the saints throughout the ages.
今天也是我们所见证的道。
As well as our testimony.
好，我们有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们把这些话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we place these words into your hand.
让你借着你自己的灵在光照我们。
Through your spirit, please shine upon us.
让我们实在是不再错过你给我们任何得荣耀的机会。
So that we would no longer lose out on any opportunity for gaining your glory.
好让我们这天见你面的时候。
So that on that day when we meet you.
实在心里没有羞愧。
Our hearts would not feel shame.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read the one verse from Psalm 103, verse 4.
让我们读一下圣经诗篇103第四节。
Psalm 103, verse 4.
诗篇103第四节。
Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion?
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。以仁爱和仁慈为你的冠冕。这篇英文里面其实是脱离那个坑。
Brother shared from his heart about the word of their testimony.
我们弟兄教导到以神的道作为见证。
Let's continue to dwell upon this thought about the testimony.Words of their testimony.
那我们继续来思想一下我们所见证的道。
This morning we're going. I'm going to look into this particular events in the Old Testament. That is the word of Dothan.
那我今天要跟大家来交通一下旧约里面的多坦。
Dothan mentioned twice in the Old Testament. The meaning of Dothan is two well or two pits.
多坦的意思在旧约里面提到过两次，那它的意思就是一个坑。
So this morning we just look at this two particular events to see the meaning of the words of our testimony.
那我们今天就要用这两个例子来看一下我们所见证的道究竟是什么意思。
Let's look at the first mention of Dothan that is in Genesis chapter 37.
第一次提到是在创世纪三十七章。
Verse 13 and verse 17.
13和17节。
Genesis 37, verse 13.
创世纪三十七章十三和十七节。
Israel said to Joseph, Are not your brothers pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said to him, I will go.
以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往那里去。约瑟说，我在这里，在英文的里面其实是说我会去。
In verse 17, then the man said, They have moved from here, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brother and found them at Dothan.
所以十七节里面，那人说，他们已经走了，我听见他们说，他们要往多坦去。约瑟就追赶他的哥哥，遇见他们在多坦。
So the first we have to look into about this word Shechem.
先我们来看一下这个事件。
Before Dothan.
在他因为他在那个多坦之前。
Because Joseph went to Shechem first, then from there he went to Dothan.
因为约瑟先去事件，然后再去多坦。
The meaning of Shechem is a shoulder.
那事件的意思就是肩膀。
Shoulder is located between our head and our heart.
当然肩膀是在我们的头和我们的心之间。
Geographically, Shechem is located between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
从地理上来说，事件是在基利心山和以巴路山的当中。
So, spiritually, there are certain meaning about Shechem.
所以属灵的意义上来说，事件有这样的一个意义。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 29.
在生命记十一章二十九节里面。
The Lord through Moses told Israelites.
通过摩西，神对以色列人说。
You have gathered six tribes before Mount Gerizim and another six tribes before Mount Ebal.
你要把六族放在让他们在基利心山的前面，另外六族在以巴路山的前面。
Mount Gerizim means the six tribes before Mount Gerizim means if you listen to the commandments of the Lord will give you blessing.
因为如果我们遵行神的诫命，神就要给我们祝福，这就是那个基利心山的意思。
Then on Mount Ebal, that means the curse.
而以巴路山就是说是祝咒的话。
It reflects the condition of Israelites if they do not follow the commandments of the Lord.
就是说如果以色列人不遵行神的诫命，那神的祝咒就会临到他们。
If it comes from the head, maybe we all recognize the listen to the commandments of the Lord or follow the commandments of the Lord is good.
如果从我们的头脑的思想出发，我们会认识到我们遵行神的诫命是好的。
But it has to originate from our heart.
但是这样的一个认知必须从我们的心出来。
So this tells us about choices.
所以这就给我们看到我们是有这样一个选择。
Another mention of Shechem is in the book of Joshua.
那另一处提到事件是在约书亚记里面。
In Joshua chapter 8.
在约书亚记第八章里面。
Verse
33. 第三十三节。
Here, after the conquering of Ai, Joshua gathered Israelites.
当以色列人得了爱称以后，耶稣亚就把他们召聚在一起。
So he placed half of the people in front of Mount Gerizim.
他让一半人对着基利心山。
The other half in front of Mount Ebal.
另一半对着以巴路山。
Of course, as you know that geographically, the Shechem is in the valley between the two.
所以我们知道事件是在这两个山当中的一个山谷。
Over there, Joshua blessed the people.
在那里，约书亚为以色列民祝福。
So here we learn that this matter of choices is quite significant if it originates from our heart.
所以我们知道，从我们心所发出的一个选择是有何等重要属灵的意义。
In the Old Testament, we recognized then the standard of the law was too high.
我们知道旧约里面那些诫命对我们来说太高了。
And the Lord and the Father sent His Son to come to this world to redeem us.
所以我们的父神送他的独生爱子来到这个世上来救赎我们。
In order to fulfill the law.
来让我们完成那个律法的义。
So here in the New Testament, it's no longer how we use our strength to choose and to follow.
所以今天在新约的时代，不再是靠着我们自己的力量，我们怎么样来选择？
It is all based on the finished work of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
而完全是我们的主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
Maybe we can look into a few verses from Romans 6.
我们可以看一下罗马书第六章。
Romans 6, verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Knowing this, that the old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Then verse 11.
然后第十一节。
Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Then verse 13, the second part.
然后是十三节的后半部分。
Present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness to God.
倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
So this is the principle in the New Testament our Lord gave to us.
所以这是主在新约里面给我们的原则。
The important part is dead to sin.
这就是说向罪死的。
The verse 6, Romans 6:6, our old self was crucified with him.
或者就像罗马书六章六节里面所说的，我们的旧人，与他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝。
Or simply put it, to identify with our Lord's death and resurrection.
所以就是说，与我们的主在死和复活上面合一。
Another mention of this similar to what we described in Romans 6 is from Matthew 16.
另一个地方提到的是马太福音十六章。
When our Lord told his disciples, if anyone wanted to be a disciple of Christ, he should deny himself and take up a cross and follow him.
在那里，耶稣对门徒说：“有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Yeah, this is Matthew 16:24.
这是马太福音十六章二十四节。
So this is this 16:24 Matthew is almost identical to the concept in Romans 6 verse 6, 11 and 13.
所以这边马太福音16章24节里面所说的，其实和我们刚刚提到的罗马书6章6节11节13节是一样的。
Therefore we consider the meaning of Shechem. That's the first stop for Joseph.Is to identify with the Lord's death and the resurrection, and to follow Him.
所以我们看到， 约瑟第一个停留的地方事件，就让我们看到我们怎么样与主在死在复活上面合一。
Basically, our Lord's desire is for us to have a union life with Him.
所以我们的主的心意就是我们与他有一个合一的生活。
And according to the recording in the Genesis,
就看我们看那个创世纪里面
，Shechem was also a dangerous place.
事件也是一个危险的地方。
For Joseph,
对约瑟来说。
Joseph was sent there by himself alone.
因为约瑟他是自己一个人去那里。
You recall in Genesis 30, chapter 34.
你还记得在那个创世纪三十四章里面。
What happened to the daughter of Jacob, Dinah?
看到雅各的女儿底拿。
Dinah was raped by Shechem.
他在那里受辱，被事件所辱。
Then, the Jacob's son devised a treacherous scheme.
所以雅各的儿子就欺骗那些当地的那些希未人。
Levi and who's Simeon? Simeon and Levi, they joined together to kill all the male persons from the city, from the city of Shechem.
所以他们就杀了事件所有的人，所有的男丁。
So this caused the Jacob and his family fled from Shechem.
所以雅各和他的全家就从事件逃走。
So Shechem was quite a dangerous place for Joseph. Even he said, "I will go."
所以事件其实对约瑟来说是一个危险的地方，虽然他说我会去。
Okay. Joseph is a type of Christ.
所以约瑟在这边就是预表耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus was sent by his Father to this world.
我们的主耶稣
被
父神送到这个地上。
We can imagine that he said to his Father, "Our Father, I will go."
我们也可以想象他也对父神说我会去。
Although he could face the danger in this world,
他会面对这个世界里面的危险。
The religious world, including Pharisees, scribes, and elders,
他会面对这个宗教的世界，法利赛人、文士和长老。
Yet our Lord said, "I will go."
但是我们的主还是说我会去。
So he came to Bethlehem and born in the manger.
所以他来到伯利恒，生在马槽里面。
Then we all know that their family fled to Egypt.
然后他的全家就逃到埃及。
Because Herod wanted to kill all the male boys under the age of two.
因为希律王要杀所有两岁以内的男婴。
So this is the danger of the our Lord faced, our heavenly Joseph faced.
所以这就是我们的主，我们属天的那个约瑟，他来到地上时候所面对的一个危险。
So then we come to Genesis 37.
然后我们来到创世纪三十七章。
Genesis 37, verse 17.
三十七章十七节。
So Joseph went to found his brothers at Dothan.
所以因为约瑟就要去，他到多坦找到他的哥哥们。
First thing his brother did is was strip his multicolored tunic.
他们先把他的那个多彩衣服脱下。
So then they place him in the pit.
把他丢在坑里。
So that's the meaning of a Dothan, two pits.
所以我们就看到多坦的意义就是这个坑。
Then his brother sold him to Ishmaelite.
然后他就把约瑟卖给了那些以实玛利人。
As a slave to Egypt.
来做到埃及去做奴隶。
Then he resisted temptation of Potiphar's wife.
他也没有受波提法妻子的诱惑。
Then he was placed in the jail.
所以他就进了监狱。
But our Lord was with him.
但是我们的主与他同在。
Then he interpreted the dreams of a cupbearer and the baker.
他为那酒镇和那个膳长解闷。
He also interpreted the dream for the Pharaoh.
也为法老解闷。
Therefore, Pharaoh made him the ruler of Egypt.
所以法老就立他做埃及的宰相。
So we can see that Joseph went through was also our Lord Jesus went through while he was on earth.
所以我们看到约瑟在地上所承受的，也是我们的主在地上所经历的。
In Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书二章
mentioned that he emptied himself.
他反倒虚己。
Take the form of man.
取了奴仆的形象。
As a man, he learned obedience to the point of death.
他顺服以至于死。
We thank the Lord that this matter of Dothan in this event, our Lord Jesus himself stayed in the pit by himself.
所以我们可以看到在多坦我们的主他自己在那个坑里。
It tells us our salvation was done by our Lord alone.
所以我们的救恩完全来自于我们的主。
We had no contribution at all.
我们没有做什么。
So this is the word of our testimony.
所以这就是我们所见证的道。
Our Lord Jesus did it all for us.
我们的主为我们成就一切。
All we can do is identify with his death and resurrection.
所以我们所做的就是在他死和复活的形状上与他合一。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Then we come to the second mention of Dothan.
然后我们来看第二次提到那个多坦。
This is in 2 Kings chapter 6.
这是在列王记下第六章。
This time when we come to this word Dothan.
这一次我们看到这个多坦。
This is more related to our sanctification work.
这是提到主在我们身上成圣的工作。
Our Lord used different circumstances to bring us to himself.
主用各种各样的环境把我们带回到他的面前。
As a matter of background for this particular event of Dothan related event.
来，我们来先来看一下这个有关多坦的一个背景。
At the time, a king of Aram wanted to capture the king of Israel.
那时候亚兰王来攻打以色列人。
He wanted to capture him.
他要来抓以色列王。
But for more than twice, Elijah told king of Israel, "Do not go to this place."
但是有两次，以利沙对以色列王说，不要去这个地方。
Then the king of Aram was very upset. He asked his servants, "Who among us is the spy for king of Israel?"
所以亚兰王就很恼怒，他说：“我们当中有谁给以色列王做间谍吗？”
But his servant said, "Well, there's a prophet. Whatever you said in your bedroom, he can hear it."
但是他的手下的人对他说：“他们那里有一个神人。”你在卧室所说的，他都告诉以色列王了。
Then he said, "Who is this? I want to capture him."
那所以亚兰王就说，那这是谁？我要去抓他。
Then his servant said, "He is in Dothan."
那他的手下的人就跟他说，那个神人在多坦。
So king of Aram, he sent all his horsemen and the chariots to surround Dothan.
所以亚兰王就打发他的车马和大军，围困了那个城。
Next day, the servant of Elijah woke up and saw outside they were surrounded.
那神人的仆人清晨起来，看见车马、军兵围困了城。
So he was terrified.
所以他就很害怕。
He asked Elijah, "What should we do?"
他就问，主啊，我们应该怎么行才好呢？
Elijah prayed. said, "Open his eyes that he may see."
所以啊，伊丽莎就祷告说：“主啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”
So this is the story related to Dothan.
所以这是一个有关多坦的故事。
On this part, the focus was not to capture Elisha.
而这里我们看到，这重点不是说抓那个伊丽莎。
Today we will focus on the grace of the Lord for His sanctification work among believers.
所以今天我们要说的是主的恩典和他在他的信徒当中所做的成圣的工作。
Because in this particular event, not only the servant was in the pit, but Elijah was with the servant in the pit.
所以在这边我们看到，不但他的仆人是在那个坑里，伊丽莎和也在那个坑里。
Whenever we face challenges, often we consider ourselves was alone.
很多时候，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们觉得我们是孤独的。
But we thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
That He is with us all the time.
他一直与我们同在。
Even if we were in the pit.
虽然我们在坑里。
Our Lord Jesus is with us all the time.
我们的主一直与我们同在。
This reminds me about this particular description in Deuteronomy 32.
这提醒我《申命记》三十二章里面所说的。
Deuteronomy 32 verses 10 and 11.
三十二章十十一节。
Deuteronomy 32 verse 10.He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nets, that hovers over its young. He spread his wings and caught him. He carried them on his pinions.
耶和华遇见他在旷野。荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，又如鹰搅动雀窝，在雏鹰以上两翅扇展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
So here, our Lord used the illustration of an eagle.
这边主用那个鹰做比喻。
Eagle that stirs its nest and hovers over its young.
他就雏鹰以两翅扇展，接取雏鹰，背在其两翼之上。
Lord often places us in this kind of situation.
主很多的时候把我们放在这样的一个光景里面。
Is to test our faith.
来试验我们的信心。
So we have to understand a certain aspect of this trial.
所以我们必须来懂得这些试验的。
Is test our total devotion to Christ.
是来试验我们向着主的忠心。
Just like the eagle stirred up its nest and hovered over its young, he spread his wings and caught them.
又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅扇展。
It also shows his love towards us.
他也向我们显明主的爱。
The trial is.Because the basis of trial is based on his love.
这个试验，这个基础就是他的爱。
Verse 10 near the end mentioned about he guarded him as the pupil of his eye.
第十节里面说到保护他如同保护眼中的瞳人。
So this is our love of the Lord.
这是主向着我们的爱。
So the ultimate purpose is to bring about Christ's likeness in every one of us.
这的目的就是让我们长由基督长成的身量。
So in this second mention of Dothan,
所以这边第二次提到多坦。
What it tells us is also our word of our testimony.
这也是我们所见证的道。
We went through trials.
我们会遇到试炼。
Is for our benefit.
但是是为着我们的益处。
Because Not only we were in pit, but our Lord Jesus was with us all the time.
因为不单我们自己在坑里，我们的主也一直与我们在一起。
So we thank the Lord for different encounters.
所以我们感谢主。
So Dothan means two pits.
所以让我们看到多坦就像我们看到了两个坑。
The first mention of Dothan show God's love towards us by sending his son to the pit alone.
第一个让我们看到神向着我们的爱，因为他把他的爱子为送到那个坑里。
Our Lord Jesus accomplished the whole salvation by himself.
而主借着他自己为我们成就了完全的救恩。
This is our testimony.
这是我们所见证的道。
The second mention of Dothan shows he was in the pit with us to discipline us into sonship.
而第二个就是说主和我们一起在坑里让我们进入神儿子的名分。
This is our complete salvation.
这是我们一个完全的救恩。
So this is the testimony of Jesus.
所以这是我们为主耶稣所做的见证。
So we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Our brother moment ago gave us clear picture about the word of their testimony.
弟兄刚刚给我们提到我们所见证的道。
Over here, through the example of two mentions, Dothan.
这里我们看到用两个多坦的一个例子。
We can ensure ourselves, our Lord love us, He complete the salvation for us.
我们可以看到我们的主爱我们，他给我们的救恩是完全的。
He placed us in certain circumstances.
他也许让我们遇到某一些环境。
To mature us.
让我们能够成熟。
Therefore, in Psalm 103, verse 4,
所以在那个诗篇103第四节里面
mentioned He redeemed our lives from the pit.
他从坑里拯救了我们
and crowned us with His loving kindness and compassion.
他以恩典和那为我们年岁的冠冕
So we thank the Lord for His wonderful salvation.
所以我们感谢主为着他完全的救恩
Let's give thanks.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you.
主，我们愿意感谢赞美你。
For you alone are worthy to receive all the glory and the praise.
因为你唯你是配得所有一切的敬拜和赞美的。
You went to the pit alone for our salvation.
你一个人到坑里。为着我们的救恩
and to thank you for your death and resurrection.
感谢你为我们死，为我们复活。
You established salvation for us.
你给了我们救恩。
Again, we thank you for the trials.
我们感谢你给我们这样的一个试炼。
Is to bring us to maturity.
让我们能够长成基督。
We also thank you for your presence with us even in the pit.
感谢你，你在坑里也与我们同在。
Thank you for such a love unto us.
感谢你向着我们的爱
and you lift us up
你来提升我们
even sit with you in the heavenly places
与我们今天可以与你一同坐在天上
we thank you crown us with your loving kindness and your compassion
主你仁爱和慈悲为我们的冠冕
we thank you Lord
我们感谢你
in Jesus name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen